makes new. That's the power of Christ's love. His promise is true. He came down from heaven above to the cross for a ruined world, and he shed his blood for you. Didn't he prove he could make all things new?
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Preach the Word podcast. I'm your host, Dean Carmichael, and I want to just say first and foremost, I apologize. My voice is gone. I still wanted to record a little something for you with the Lord's help, but it is allergy season here in the great state of North Carolina. I honestly don't know if it's allergies. Maybe it's a cold. Either way, ever since I mowed the yard on Monday, I've been having issues with my voice and cough, so that leads me to believe that it is allergies. So if I sound like a 50-year-old smoker, that's not it. I don't smoke. I know I sound like somebody's aunt right now who smokes too much, but that's not the case. It is it's either pollen or it's just the common cold. So I've been taking DayQuil and Zyzel and Sudafed and trying to drink lots of fluids and all that good stuff. So this week, what I'd like to do is I'd like to look here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. And the title of the sermon this week is The Foundation of Our Faith. And I want to ask you the question, because we're coming off of the most important day of the Christian faith that we recognize. And that, of course, is Resurrection Day. And we celebrated Easter this past Sunday. And I want to ask you that question, why do we celebrate Easter? Easter, in fact, is the foundation of the Christian faith. And 1 Corinthians was written in AD 59 by the Apostle Paul. And here he is proclaiming the very truth of the gospel. And he stresses the importance of the resurrection and why it is the foundation of our faith. And first and foremost, the truth is established. I got three main points for you. I'm going to be brief today, hence the voice. But the truth is established in the first four verses. Listen to these real quick. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. First and foremost, the truth is established. This truth that Jesus Christ died for our sins, was buried, but most importantly, rose again, is consistently preached throughout the entire Bible. This is the truth that is proclaimed. This is why we know that we have eternal life, because Jesus Christ rose again. My preacher said something this past Sunday that really has stuck with me, and it was around Jesus dying for our sins. But if it would have stopped there, he would have just been another martyr. But it didn't stop there. He rose again. He ascended up to the heavens. He's alive right now. Paul always preached the same gospel. He taught the same truth. The Apostle Paul, he was a real man of God. He declared the gospel to them in the first part of this verse, and he made it known to them. He let them know the truth that was already established, the truth that has always been, that Jesus Christ came to die for sinners, but that he rose again. He always preached the resurrection of Jesus by the truth of the scriptures. And this is what they had received. You notice Paul said, unless ye have believed in vain. There's only one truth of salvation, and that's saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel and what he done for us, that he died for our sins and that he rose again. The truth of the resurrection is the very foundation of the Christian faith, and it is established throughout Scripture. It is the hope of our salvation. This is why we believe what we believe. This is why we know that we have eternal life. It's because Jesus Christ not only became sin and was a propitiation for our sins, and not only that he died for our sins, but that he rose again. So remember, the truth is established. This is the saving truth of God's word. This is the foundation of our very faith. But also, the truth is emphasized. Paul puts an emphasis on the truth. Romans chapter number 4, verse number 25, Paul says, he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. That word justified, that means to declare righteous. When God the Father sees us, he does not see our sin. He sees the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of the foundational truth in God's word, that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, we have been declared righteous, and we have eternal life through him. The truth was not only was it established, not only was it emphasized, but it's also endorsed. Let me read for you verse 5 through 11 here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Verse number 5 says, "And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, but am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe." The truth is endorsed. Now, first and foremost, truth is endorsed. You have the Old Testament truth all throughout the Bible. Isaiah 53, Hosea chapter number 6, book of Genesis, all of the Old Testament is pointing to, and it is prophesied of what the Lord Jesus Christ would do. So not only do we have the scriptures to endorse the resurrection, but also you have eyewitnesses. Many, many eyewitnesses saw Christ after he rose again. At least 5 appearances, but you got the appearance of Cephas. You have the 12. There's the 500 brethren at once. And at the time Paul was writing this, a lot of them were still alive. He was also seen of James, all the apostles. And then, of course, lastly, he was seen by the apostle Paul there on the Damascus Road. Paul had a very low opinion of himself, but notice what he said. He was what he was because of the grace of God. And that's so important. This kept Paul humble, but he knew he was what he was, and he knew his faith was in Christ, and he knew where he was spending eternity, all because the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and most importantly, his resurrection. So we see the foundation of our faith is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That truth was established, that truth was emphasized, and of course that truth has been endorsed. I believe with all my heart that the Lord Jesus Christ died for my sins, and that he rose again, and that he's alive right now. And I pray that you believe the same thing. Until next time, may the Lord bless you.
All things new, that's the power of Christ.